Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Thursday, March 14th. It is United Rankings Day, and according to the PDGA rankings page, they still have not updated their official world rankings. PDGA, please get someone on this. If you're going to represent as being the official rankings, please at least publish them. Our United rankings, once again, will not be utilizing the PDGA rankings. We've got a bunch of other rankings, so don't worry about it, though. Now let's get to it. Make sure to let all your cousins know how happy you are, because Disc Golf Daily got you all caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. Thanks for sharing the podcast. It helps us grow. Our number one news story of the day, how could it be anything else? MVP Open tickets go on sale tomorrow. Let a loved one know. Also, the Open at Austin's... The Open at Austin starts tomorrow. The Open at Austin also starts tomorrow. Here's to the most exciting Pro Tour season ever. Stay healthy, everyone. Gannon Burr and Paige Pierce are your reigning champions. Our number two news story from the UDisc data banks. In 2023, rounding up, about 800,000 disc golfers recorded about 22 million rounds, over 42.5 million hours of playing disc golf with UDisc. Some back-of-the-napkin math shows each disc golfer averaged about 54 hours of disc golf last year. That's a little over an hour per week. Call it a leisurely 9 holes or a quick 18. But what about the people that play the most? I love how UDisc gives us these kind of stats. What about the 1% of the 1%? The number 10 guy in rounds recorded on UDisc last year played 2.2 rounds per day, 818 rounds in the year, and that got him number 10. The most rounds recorded on UDisc last year, he almost doubled that, playing over 4 rounds per day on average and playing 1,586 rounds of disc golf in 2023. Who is this amazing man? Michael Wright from Wisconsin. Reading from the UDisc article, link in the show notes, he, quote, started playing at least 18 holes every day on September 30th, 2013, because the sport helped keep him active in the aftermath of a breakup instead of just sitting on the couch. Quote, this is a quote from Michael. I have lived within 10 minutes of a course since I started playing, so it's been easy to get to a course. I work at a machine shop, and we start at 5:20 a.m. We do 9-hour days Monday to Thursday and have a half day on Friday. So I'm done early enough to get in several rounds before it gets dark. I also have a couple hundred glow discs, so I play a lot after dark too. Then to close the article nicely, UDisc asked about his favorite round of last year. Quote, winning the Big Freeze doubles tournament for the third year in a row with my wife as my partner is definitely up there. Congrats, Michael, on your recovery from a breakup and your disc golf exploits. Keep it up and happy birdie hunting. Bonus question from UDisc. Who played the most new courses in 2023? The answer, Brian Schultz. He created a new world record with 939 new courses played in 2023. It started with a cross-country trip with a friend and ended with him living in his car chasing his dream of playing the most courses in a year. Good luck to the next people that try to break this record. Tidbits. Thanks to the PDGA Stats X handle for finding this nugget. Paul McBeth's rating fell by 12 points to 1037, his lowest rating in over 12 years. Wow. Next up in the news, Microsoft's Joey Tarlson, the principal community product manager at Microsoft, is on the upshot this week. The principal community product manager, so community products. They interviewed him regarding the Microsoft Teams partnership with The Preserve. This is a significant partnership for disc golf. How did this sponsorship happen? Talking to the decision maker is the short version. As for the process of securing this sponsorship, it involved navigating within his budget for activation partnerships, which he has a certain level of autonomy over to explore opportunities like this. Last year, they successfully partnered with American Youth Soccer for a similar initiative. In the case of disc golf, he presented the idea to his manager, who holds a VP-level position at Microsoft. His angle was straightforward. Disc golf, while not mainstream, boasts a dedicated and enthusiastic fan base. That is the truth. By supporting this community, Microsoft Teams correctly anticipates positive feedback and goodwill. He also notes that there is a free version for people to try. That is a good thing to note. Joey's connection to disc golf runs deep. He's been an avid disc golfer for a decade. After attending the Preserve Championship last year, he had an epiphany. Why not bring Microsoft's support to the disc golf community? That led to the exciting sponsorship announcement for the Preserve and the creation of a dedicated Microsoft Teams page where fans and pro players can engage in Q&A sessions and discussions. It's a fantastic way to foster community and elevate the sport. Hear, hear. I like to see in this part, he also said that the disc golf response has been even more positive than anticipated. That's right, Joey, Microsoft, and every other potential partner sponsor. Disc golfers love this sport and support companies that help it grow. Thanks to Charlie and the Upshot for the great interview. And closing it out with the news, Green Splatter via Cooperman via X solved the 30-second rule. Short version, create a mandatory mini that must be used that has a 30-second timer built in. After 30 seconds, the mini goes off. Maybe a light, maybe a noise, but everybody knows it. I think that that is an okay idea. I think implementing it is going to be fun. Although they do say when you get your tour card, just you get one of these minis mailed to you. My two cents, on average, players throw about 60 shots around. Give each player 30 minutes to make all of their shots. Have the mini be set for 30 minutes and let the player decide when they need to take extra time on a shot. It definitely happens sometimes that there is a tough lie or a crucial shot. Every minute over the 30 minutes is a one-stroke penalty, and the mini can easily display to the player and DGN how much time is left for their shots. One way or another, disc golf is going to solve this timing issue, and we will continue to have a very fun sport to watch. Let's get to some stats. Thursday is United Rankings of Disc Golf Day. On the men's side, the rankings are Calvin, Gannon, Ricky. Gannon's victory pulls him within 5 points of Calvin. Calvin has 55 points on the United Rankings point scale. Gannon has 50, Ricky has 25. A perfect score of 100 is dominant, and in this week, impossible, because we don't have the PDGA rate rankings. Calvin and Gannon both have legit claims to be number one. We use, just so you know, we use all of the ranking systems. We use my ranking system. We use StatMando. We use the power rankings. We use the ratings. And we normally would use the PDGA official rankings, but we don't have them. It gives us the long tail. So players have done well for up to 2 years. And it gives us in-the-moment rankings using the power rankings as well. I think we have a very nice balance of all of the ranking systems. On the women's side, Kristen, 75 out of the 80 possible points. Own, 55. Evelina, 30, just besting out Missy. Evelina's fourth to Missy's ninth at Waco was enough to make the difference, and Evelina moves to third, and Missy falls to fourth. And that's it for our United Rankings of Disc Golf and for Disc Golf Daily today. Tomorrow, we'll be finishing up our interview with Caleb Rancourt of Pure Disc Golf, the social media app that you can use to go find someone to play disc golf with. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.